You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. It's 6:29 and we're taking a look at the Black Friday phenomenon. We're going to unpack this in a bit more detail with the team at Standard Bank and Liberty. I'm joined on the line by Zandile Makoba, who is an economist at Liberty. And of course, Liberty is part of the Standard Bank Group. Good evening, Zandile. Thanks so much for taking the time. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that over the last couple of years, Black Friday has taken on many different shapes and forms in South Africa. I remember a time where it was all the rage, it was all the craze, platforms were crashing, banking apps couldn't process payments. Now we're doing it over a month, things look very different. Have you noticed a change or a shift in Black Friday trends over the last couple of years?
So it has been a decade of Black Friday in South Africa, and, you know, there's always a conversation, I think, amongst consumers around, you know, Black Friday not being the same, but Black Friday, I have fun. And, you know, to your point, very early on, it was a big phenomenon. It was very big reductions in the cost of things, and we had the same energy that we see in America with people rushing to the stores and really trying to get the bargains that they are looking forward to. Over the years, that has changed. Both the retailers and the retail malls have created a much more accommodating environment for this period. We now know that consumers are saving their money for this period when they are looking for those bargains. You know, a lot of the retail malls will extend their operating times to accommodate larger numbers. It's become Black November as opposed to just Black Friday. And all of that has improved the experience for the consumer, but also created a much more positive affiliation between retailers and consumers through that process.
Zandile, has the economic impact been as positive? Because I think about the Black Friday phenomenon and consumer spending and spending behavior in that time. Consumers are definitely looking for bargains on the one side, but on the other side, you sometimes have retailers that might hike up their prices or the markets that might increase prices and then make it look like there's a discount when there isn't really. What's the economic impact of Black Friday from a spending point of view?
So from a spending point of view, what we did do is kind of look at what happened to retail sales in the month of November across the different categories. And at current prices, what you do see is that most categories remain more or less the same, aside from general dealers, which is your grocery stores. That since 2014, 2013, when we started seeing Black Friday in our market, has actually increased significantly. The other category that increased is clothing and footwear. So at current prices, we're seeing, like, you know, peaks of like 34% month-on-month increase in clothing sales. And more later towards more recent years, post-COVID, we're starting to see upticks in retail sales for furniture and hardware goods, which wasn't one of the big categories in earlier periods. But what's also happening is that consumers seem to be shifting expenditure to March, to November rather, and decreasing it in other periods of the year. So we're looking forward for the discounts. We're planning ahead. If you want to buy a TV, you might delay a few months to be able to do that. And so that's working out well for the consumer. What we're also seeing is that it hasn't had a huge dramatic impact on credit use amongst consumers. So very much the ability to plan ahead, maybe even save for the spending that you're wanting to make at the end of the year, has been an advantage for consumers. They're able to think ahead and make sure that they have budgeted for what they want to take advantage of, which is actually a positive in terms of improving household balance sheets and making people able to plan better around their money.
One thing about the South African consumer I've always loved is that ability to save and plan ahead. I mean, if we look at just the Stokvel market and the Stokvel environment, it's those kinds of philosophies around saving that definitely benefit the consumer. I was actually going to come to that, Zandile, around the fact that are we seeing consumers go into more debt to service these Black Friday things? But the other thing that you touched on that I want to look at as well is around those spending patterns from a retailer perspective, right? So we've looked at it from a consumer perspective. They kind of plan out their lives. They know what they're going for. And I, for one, have also come through a very interesting Black Friday journey where I used to go for certain types of items at Black Friday. Now you're very strategic about, do I need this? This is what I need, the bigger ticket items and all of that. Has that affected how retailers are now planning their lives? Are retailers saying, you know what, we know that throughout the year we might not sell as many of these particular items and we might have more inventory, or is this a chance for retailers to get rid of old inventory that they don't want at a reduced price?
That's a very important point, because what you see, what we spoke about is really more the sales at current prices, which doesn't account for inflation. But when you actually account for inflation and look at real patterns of spend, what you're actually seeing is that there is no real uptick in real expenditure. And this is also paralleled with the fact that, you know, the past decade has been a high inflation environment aside from the periods around COVID and post-COVID. So people were dealing with a higher inflation rate, higher interest rates, so that propensity to consume was not as strong. And to manage that, you know, retailers do try to stimulate consumption, meet the consumer where they are with more deals and so on. So has the industry, the retail industry, gained from Black Friday? I would say not, because in terms of real consumption, we're not doing more or extra. We're just shifting around and moving around. And in fact, one might argue that this is an opportunity for consumers to kind of gain from retailers, because now they will be cutting out from their own profits to kind of make some special deals for consumers. So there's a reduction in price markups more than an increase in price markups. So it's a very nice way of kind of developing some goodwill between retailers and consumers. And it seemingly has worked out very well in the South African market between those two stakeholders.
Zandile, do we think that we're going to see new trends emerge from the Black Friday kind of phenomenon if we look at maybe other sectors or other industries? I mean, I, for one, would not be against a Black Friday deal on a home loan or a bigger ticket item like a vehicle. I'm okay with that. If a bank wants to say, we'll give you 40% off of your home loan for Black Friday, I think people would be in for that, right?
That does sound quite interesting, but yeah, if you think of your property market, you don't want to lend yourself to something like that, because it's also the way in which we store wealth as households. So a discount on that end is negatively impacting another consumer if you think about it. But we are definitely seeing the emergence of new trends. So vehicle dealers are coming on board, creating some Black Friday specials around the secondhand vehicles and new vehicles market, which is quite an interesting one. How that will take up will be quite interesting, given that we are still in a high interest rate environment. But it's something that is emerging and a little bit new, and definitely something that's much more new post-COVID. More happening with the furniture and hardware environment. So really kind of working on this idea of people investing more in their homes and creating environments in which they can work and play and live in. That wasn't a trend that was strong pre-COVID. And with the hybrid work environment, we'll see how long that one lasts as well.
Yeah, well, if I'm buying the furniture, I might as well put the furniture in a house, right? I think we do it, right? I say we try it for 1 year. We see how it works out. I just want to see something. But let's see how that goes. But we'll leave the conversation there, Zandile. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's been lovely catching up. It's Zandile Makhoba, who is an economist at Liberty, which, of course, is part of the Standard Bank Group. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.